Jack and Annie threw off their blankets and took off across the deck. They saw Joe and Tommy standing at the edge of the crowd.
"What are they doing?" Annie yelled. "What's going on?"
"They snared it in the net," shouted Tommy.
"We've caught the beast at last," shouted Joe.
"Caught it?"
Annie looked at Jack.
"Come on,"
Jack cried. He and Annie pushed their way through the crowd.
"Children, stop,"
the professor shouted, hurrying after them.
"Don't get in the way."
But Jack and Annie squeezed through the crowd of sailors and scientists until they got to the railing of the ship. They looked down. The giant octopus was tangled in a net. His arms were churning the seawater into foam. His body had turned bright red. A cloud of dark ink billowed around him.
"You're hurting him," yelled Annie. "Leave him alone."
"Move away," yelled a sailor.
Some of the sailors were yelling mean things at the octopus. Others seemed terrified. Even the captain was caught up in the panic.
"Stand back," he shouted. "It could be powerful enough to sink the ship."
"That's crazy," yelled Jack. "Leave him alone."
"Its tentacles are as hard as steel," shouted one of the sailors.
"No, they're not," cried Annie. "They're soft. They saved us from drowning."
But everyone kept shouting,
"Hungry for human flesh. Devour a man in one bite. Thirsty for blood."
"He's not any of those things," yelled Annie.
"Throw the harpoons," yelled a sailor.
"Get your axes, swords, and knives," yelled another.
"Ready the guns," said the captain.
"No," screamed Annie.
"No," roared Jack.
"The children are right,"
shouted the professor. He and Henry had squeezed through the crowd, too. They were standing behind Jack and Annie. Jack felt a rush of relief.
"The professor says we're right," yelled Annie.
"Do not destroy it, Captain," roared the professor. "Haul it on board."
"On board?" said Jack.
"Capture it alive and whole," said the professor.
His eyes gleamed.
"So we can study it."
"No, no, let him go," said Jack. "Just let him swim away and be free."
"Please," screamed Annie,
"let him go."
But neither the professor nor the captain seemed to hear Jack and Annie. They were too busy arguing over what to do with the giant octopus.
"We must kill it, Professor," said the captain. "It could grab the hull and drag the ship down to the bottom."
"But science needs it alive," said the professor,
"at least till we have examined it."
By now the octopus had gathered his long arms around himself as if for protection. Annie burst into tears.
"Henry, help him," she sobbed. "Don't let them kill him or capture him."
Henry looked upset too.
"Excuse me, sirs," he shouted. "Excuse me, the girl is right. We should let him go."
But no one listened to Henry either.
"Jack," cried Annie. She grabbed Jack. Tears were streaming down her cheeks. "Save him. We have to save him."
"What can we do? We've tried everything," said Jack.
Then he remembered. His own words helped him remember. And Jack knew exactly what to do.